General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 100 of the General Failure podcast for the week of October 24th, 2017. This week, we've got a special episode. It's all games. Woo! I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Sup?
And CJ.
Sup.
You fapping?
All right, I'm fapping.
Supping.
We got a special episode, so we are throwing all of the old shit out the window.
And fuck you, old shit!
For episode 100.
We're
going to play some games.
Yeah.
Games?
And we're going to start off with my game, which is special General Failure Podcast episode 100, Geo Party.
Yeah. Wait, is that like GeoCities?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was when you first said it.
GeoCities.
GeoCities. We're basically going to go through a bunch of really old websites and rate on how good their GIFs are, their GIF backgrounds.
Blood dripping down,
dancing babies. You know.
That's how funny the 90s were.
That Space Jam website's still up.
Oh, it is.
Let's get started.
All right.
Let's play some fucking Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, we're going to have five categories.
Oh, wait, no, that's Wheel of Fortune.
We got TV
You're going to get sued, CJ.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Oh, fuck you.
All right, so TV and movies.
TV and movies, space.
Yes.
Comics, computers, and video games.
All right.
Each category has point values of 1 through 500. So there's five questions in each. And then there's going to be a final Jeopardy at the end of it.
Is there a daily double in here somewhere?
There are daily doubles.
Ooh.
Where you can just gamble fucking everything away.
I like it.
All righty then. So... how are we going to start first? Who wants to go first?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Rochambeau.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Fuck my life. All right, CJ, go first.
So how it's going to work is you're going to answer the question, like how Geo Party does. If you get it wrong, it goes to Dom.
How does Geo Party answer the question?
Do
you not know how Jeopardy works?
You get the answer.
No, I get it. Now I'm hearing it.
Geo Party. I say it like that so I know how to spell.
Oh, God. I've got to.
Motherfucker, do you see the board? That's a Jeopardy board.
Well, it's CD forfeits. So what's going to happen?
What is the emphasis on the wrong syllable?
Yeah.
You'll try to answer the question. If you get it wrong, it goes to Dom. And if he gets it right, it's his turn. If not, it goes back to you. So
we're okay,
got it.
So point value, sir. Where do you want to start?
I'll take comics for... Oh, wait for Dom. I'll take comics for 100.
Comics for 100. John L. Goldwater was just announced as the new CEO to this one of the most successful and longest running line in comic industry. Most of its titles set in the town of Riverdale.
What is Archie Comics?
That is correct,
Ding!
Sir. Let's do some of this. That was a...
100.
100 point. 100 points right there, sir.
I like it.
CJ, you get to guess again.
I'll take comics for 200.
Comics for 200. This armored mastermind first appeared as the villain in Fantastic Four number 4.
Who is Dr. Doom?
That is correct.
Oh.
Dang.
I'm not going to let Dom go.
200.
I'm going to run
Don't
the board.
Don't let me go.
Run the board. Comics for 300, Trebek?
Bam. The name of the loose association of Flash villains, including Captain Cold, Mirror Master, and the Trickster.
Who are the Rogues Gallery? Is that the correct way to turn that?
That is the correct.
Yeah. It would be
what is the Rogues.
The Rogues.
What is
but
the Rogues?
You were close
what
enough
the
there. 300.
You said names, so it's who. I don't know.
Whom?
Comics.
Whom are the comics for 400?
Say comics 400? Cool. Yeah. DC Comics began the modern age by simplifying its 50-year continuity in a 12-issue series from Marv Wolfman and George Perez.
Oh, God, I'm going to get this. What is Crisis on Infinite Earths?
That is correct.
Oh, run the board. 400. Run the board. Comics for 500.
All right.
I would have got the 100 one.
Comics of 500. This Eisner Award-winning new series features Yorick Brown and his search among a world full of women. I tried to go for some more indie stuff.
What is Why the Last Man? I know that's not right.
That is correct.
Oh my god.
Oh, shit. Last man. Oh, shit. You cleaned
fucking
up an
cheater.
Entire. So comics is done.
Oh, wow.
Cheater.
I'll take space for.
Where are you going here, sir?
Space for 100.
Space for 100. The Great Red Spot is a gigantic storm located on this planet in the solar system.
What is Jupiter?
That would be correct, sir.
Dom, would you like to go?
That's what not how Jupiter? The game works.
Continue.
I guess I gotta wait till you get it wrong.
Space for 200.
Space for 200. The farthest human-made object from planet Earth.
Can he buzz in?
No, I have to wait till you get the answer wrong. Oh. Those are the rules. Dem's the
it's
rules.
Only two people, so.
The farthest human-made... Wait, object from planet Earth. What is Voyager?
What number?
Oh, what is Voyager 2?
That is wrong, sir.
Oh, my turn?
Yes.
What is Voyager 1?
That is
yes!
Damn it.
Gotta throw you off with what number. Dom has 200 points. He's on the board. Dom.
I'll go TV and movies for 100.
TV and movies for 100. Torchwood is an anagram and spinoff of this popular British sci-fi series.
Torchwood. Fuck my life. It's an anagram of it?
Yep. Very popular British sci-fi series.
What is Doctor Who?
That is correct, sir.
Fuck yeah.
Got it.
Which is hilarious that they have one like that.
Yeah.
That there's an anagram for a show.
TVs and movies for 200.
TV and movies for 200. Star Trek, the Next Generation, originally aired in this year.
What is 1987?
That is correct.
Fuck, yes!
Oh, wow. I probably would have said early 90s.
That is a 200 pointer again.
Let's go TVs and movies for 300.
300. Bruce Willis played a convict turned time traveler in this 1995 movie.
Time traveler?
Yeah. This one was somewhat difficult if you didn't. This was in another quiz for nerds.
What is Disney's The Kid?
That is incorrect,
fuck.
Sir.
He was a time traveler in that movie.
He's a time traveler in almost every movie he plays because of Die Hard. CJ, can you guess it?
The only other time travel, I'm going to say, what is Looper, even though I know
it's
that's not
a
right.
95 movie.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not 95.
The correct answer is 12
Monkeys. 12
Monkeys.
Shit, I forgot
okay.
That was time travel.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it, Brad
So
Pitt.
Back to you, Dom.
All right, TV movies for 400.
TV and movies for 400. The Simpsons
God
first debuted
it.
As a short...
what is the Tracy Ullman show? Sorry, you want to read the question so people can hear. I'm sorry.
The Simpsons first debuted as a short on This American Variety television show.
What is the Tracy Ullman show?
Yes, sir. That is a 400-point question there.
TV and movies for 500.
TV and movies for 500. Rod Sterling created this famous sci-fi fiction television show.
Rod Sterling. What the fuck did Rod Sterling create? What is... I'm just going to say Mystery Science Theater 3000, even though I know that's wrong.
That is incorrect. Fuck. CJ? What... Rod Sterling created this famous science fiction television show.
What is the X-Files?
Incorrect. It is actually the Twilight
Zone. Oh. That was my first guess. I should have fucking said it. Damn it.
No one gets points on that one.
Oh.
I'm going to go space for 300.
I'm not going to...
Ding, 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 ding.
Pew, 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 pew,
this
pew.
Is a daily double. Dom, you currently have 900 points that you could splurge.
Splurge or splooge.
Splurge or splooge.
I'm gonna waste...
All in, don't be a pussy.
No, I'm going to waste...
Coming from the guy who...
437
I'm
going to
waste 500 points.
500 points on
Make
the line.
Make it 501.
500 points on the line. So these two planets in our solar system rotate clockwise.
What are Mercury and Neptune? What's the answer then? CJ, what's the answer then?
It's Venus and Uranus.
Oh, wow, he
is
actually
correct.
Right. Too bad
it
you don't
is.
Get points. I just lose points. Lose.
Yep.
Technically.
So Dom, back down.
Technically, 400? This isn't a correct question because one of the planets is technically upside down.
You can eat me.
Well, relatively.
All right,
down.
Dom,
relatively.
Back to you.
I'm going to go computers for 100. I'm not good at space.
Computers for 100. 1,024 gigabytes is equal to one of these.
1 terabyte.
That is correct, sir. Bing! So 100 points right there.
Computers for 200.
200. When referring to an computer monitor. The acronym LCD stands for this.
What is liquid crystal display?
Ooh.
That is correct. Liquid crystal display.
I'll show you my liquid crystal display.
It's just got liquid in it.
Damn right. Computers for 300.
300. This is what HTTP stands for in a website address.
What is hypertext transfer protocol?
Bam! Hypertext transfer protocol, which is actually only three words, but
it is
just made
two T's
because you know assholes.
Yep.
That was 300?
Don't get me started on Ajax. Yep.
And you got the 100 and the 200, right?
Yes. So I'm going to go with computers for 400.
400 computers. This is the name given to an ancient analog computer that was discovered by divers off a Greek island in the 1900s.
Ooh.
I actually like the background for this.
What is...
It's like the Voynich manuscripts. It kind of get like this weird history of like, is it actually a thing or is it just some whack job?
What is Atlantis?
What is wrong? CJ, this is the name given to an ancient analog computer that was discovered by divers off a Greek island in 1900.
I know this isn't right, but what is the Rosetta Stone?
I was hoping it was going to be a Egypt, fucking abacus.
The correct answer is Antikytheria mechanism.
And take it.
That was my next guess.
That was
it's
guess
actually
number
got some weird, like, it's a 1900, but it technically was a computer. Like, it worked similarly to what we think of computers now.
Yeah, it ran
and
algorithms.
Weird.
All right, I'll go with computers for 500.
Computers for 500.
500.
The name of the first electronic general-purpose computer.
What is the IBM, I don't know, Watson? I know it's not right.
That is incorrect. CJ.
I don't like when he gets them wrong and I don't know the answer.
The shit.
What is the Apple II?
Apple II. First computer ever. Apple II. All right. The correct answer is the
ENIAC.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
Now, I remember that from class, you know, 6 years ago.
Yeah, we've been out for a little bit.
All right, let's go to video games for 100.
Video games for 100 bucks. The NES stands for this.
What is the Nintendo Entertainment System?
Fuck you.
I mean, it's a 100-point question. Yeah. Can't be really more dumb than that. Nintendo Entertainment System.
All right, video games for 200.
SNES stands
Super
for?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
The first-person shooter video game, Doom, was released in this year.
What is 1993?
I believe that's the correct answer,
yes!
And it
I
is.
I wasn't sure if it was 93 or 94.
Bam.
See, I would have said like 200? 89 for that.
Bam.
Video games for 300. Video I'm staying away from space because I'm no good at space. I'm good at video
games. For 300.
I'm good at space.
This is the best-selling fighting video game of all time with over 10.3 million copies sold as of last year.
What is Street Fighter 2?
No, that is wrong,
shit.
Sir. CJ, best-selling fighting video game of all time with over 10.3 million copies sold as of last year.
What is Tekken?
What is wrong? Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
What? No way.
Which is kind of sad. Like, that's not one you put on, like, fighting games.
Yeah.
It's like its own little, like...
That's the bad one. How did that sell 10 million
yeah.
fucking
it's
copies?
The newest. And there's more people than
no,
there was
there's
in
a
the
newer
N64.
One.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it doesn't have, like... I guess this is played tournament-wise more right now.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I
feel like a lot of people like Melee better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But
moving on.
Games
for 400.
Video games for 400. This console had better graphics capabilities than leading consumer PCs at the time.
At the time. What is the Microsoft Xbox?
That would be wrong.
Damn.
CJ.
What is the PlayStation 2?
What is the PlayStation 2?
Shit,
back,
dog.
Which is sad.
I'm
like
back.
This little fucking box that like had like no power whatsoever
yeah.
with better graphics
yeah.
than modern PCs that cost you like $1,500 for like the lowest one.
Yep, yep.
That's weird because I thought the Xbox had better graphics than the PS2.
It did, but at the time the PS2 was doing better. But I think when the Xbox came out, it finally started.
Really? Weren't they only a year apart? Man, I don't know.
No, they were pretty spread out.
I'll spread you out. I'll also take space for 400.
Space for 400. The unit of length that is approximately 3.26 light years.
What is my dick?
This
unit of length. That is approximately 3.26 light years. It's very nerdy.
What is a femtosecond?
That is wrong.
Oh, no.
Dom.
What is a Newton?
Is that an actual answer?
That's my actual answer. All right.
They're both wrong. It is a parsec.
Oh, man.
That's right, right, right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what was used in, like, Star Trek, Star Wars.
No, no. Well, here's the problem. I always get confused about the parsec because Han Solo uses it wrong.
Yes, he does.
That is using of time when it's a unit of distance.
Yep. That's
yeah,
where he gets
he
it
does
wrong.
In 12
so
parsecs.
I blame Star Wars. I'll take space for 500.
Space for 500. The largest volcano ever discovered in our solar system is located on this planet.
What is Mars?
What is correct? Mars has the largest volcano ever discovered.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is huge.
Like
your mother's
mom.
Vagina.
I'll take
one left.
Video games for 500.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
What would you like to...
Fuck, I know this.
What would you like to... You have 2,000 points to bet here.
How many points does Dom have?
Fucking cheater.
I didn't know how many points you have in Jeopardy.
He has 1,300.
1,300. All right, I'll bet...
2,000. And then there's a final Jeopardy.
There's a final Jeopardy. I'll do like 300 because I'm not confident.
300 points. All right. The most expensive video game console of all time. It was released with a hefty price tag of $700, which, with inflation, adjusts to $1,200.
I'm going to say, what is the Commodore 64?
No.
That is wrong, sir. It
Philips
is the
CDI.
Philips CDI.
I fucking knew that.
This thing that, like, sold, like, four of them.
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I knew that, too.
But, like,
shit.
Damn.
12 like today 12 yeah. If there was a console for $1,200, people would flip a fucking
and
shit.
There was no good games on
it. There was nothing. Like, people flip a shit when, like, things are $700.
Yeah,
and, like, the console has great games, but imagine paying, like, the equivalent of $1,200 for a fucking game
and you get a fucking Virtual Boy.
Jesus Christ. We're gonna need two pieces of paper because you guys gotta write down some stuff for the final Jeopardy. So, for right now,
do we have music? Or are we going to get sued?
I think it's got to be, like...
Less than 10 seconds.
Or, like, I think it's got to be, like, a 20% difference. So, if you, like, change a key and then change...
What if what if we just
then,
reverse
it? And
then,
change it, like, 30%.
What if we just reverse the music?
So, right now...
Yes.
We have CJ... at 1,700 points.
1,700.
And Dom with 1,300 points.
1,300. Okay.
For this final Jeopardy, you have to get the complete thing correct.
Okay. Do we get a category or something before we hear the question?
It is going to be nerdy movies.
Nerdy movies.
Nerdy movies.
Okay.
And you'll get to see the question before you could bet. So.
Oh, okay. You're supposed to bet before you see the question.
Oh, bet before? Okay.
Yeah, before you see it. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen Jeopardy in a while.
Okay. I'm sorry, you've seen what?
I haven't been sick during high school in a while.
Jeopardy's on at 7 p.m., dude.
All the reruns.
No, you're thinking of...
Price is Right.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, then you stopped because it was Drew Carey, and you were just like, oh, man.
Drew Carey's my fucking hero.
Well, except when, like... You need to reach into a guy, old guy's pocket and touch his penis.
Whoa, you know,
and like that didn't work with Drew Carey.
If you're not into
some
that,
creepy old
dude. Drew Carey's too hot.
I'm locked in.
You are both locked in. All right, the question for Final Jeopardy.
Yes, I will marry you.
List the names and years of the releases for the Star Wars main saga up to current.
I'm sorry, that includes 1 through 7, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
We're gonna get sued.
I'll reverse it.
So while this is going on, this game of Fake Jeopardy brought to you by General Philly Podcast. And, I don't know, Tooth Decay. Because that was a big thing back in the 90s. So hopefully everyone is writing down the right answer. But hopefully you guys plan at home too. So list the names of... the years and releases of the Star Wars saga films up to current. You guys can keep writing until you feel like you're finished, because this is a long list compared to what Jeopardy usually is. So hopefully everyone's getting it right. You guys at home play. I don't think no one got the Daily Doubles right, did they?
Nope.
Damn. Well, I made sure they were really hard.
You want the years too?
Yep. Want the year, sir. Hopefully we don't get taken down. Because, you know, the people that make Jeopardy are actively searching podcasts for the Jeopardy music.
I am done.
Oh, shit. Dom's done. He's that guy that put down his pen immediately and is like, oh, what is Care Bear Stare?
Yeah, the Care Bear Stare movie.
I think I just saw, like, a clip of, like, a guy that recently won. And he won with a dollar because, like, everyone
yes,
got it wrong.
Yes, I did see that. Everybody else had zero. That's pretty
funny.
I was
like, funny. Oh, my God, this guy's a genius. And it was, like, a super simple question that they all overthought. And he was, like, a returning champion for, like, a few weeks. All right. Final Jeopardy is complete. So,
what did we all bets?
None. What'd you... None.
Oh, that's right.
Answers first.
Answers yep. first.
So...
Yes.
We'll go, because CJ went first, we'll go with Dom going okay. first. So, the... List the names and the years of the release of the Star Wars main saga films up to okay. current.
In 1977, there was Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Yes.
At the time, just called Star Wars.
Yep.
In 1982, there was Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. CJ, you need to stop writing.
I'm crossing
in
out.
In 1985, there was Return of the Jedi. In 1999, there was Phantom Menace. In 2002, there was Attack of the Clones. In 2005, there was Revenge of the Sith. And in 2015, there was The Force Awakens.
Yep. That's wrong.
That's wrong.
What? I was so confident.
You were very close. You got two of the years wrong. Can you guess which one? While you're guessing that, CJ.
I mean, I got Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, Revenge of Sith, New Hope, Empire, Return, Force Awakens, and I put The Last Jedi.
That is not out, sir.
That is not out? Yep. So what? It's still part of canon. Fuck you. But
we
I
don't
mean,
know that. My... They could just be at the end of the movie and be like, none of this is canon. Go fuck yourselves.
Sure. Oh, I know which ones I got wrong.
But yeah, I didn't get the years at all.
I got
didn't
get any I got, of the years. Close, I got Empire and Return of the Jedi wrong.
You got... Yes, Empire was 1980.
Yeah, it was 80
Return
and 80.
Return of the Jedi was 1983.
Yeah, I don't know why I figured 82 and 85. 85. They're all 3 years apart.
Yeah.
And I just skipped... I went 5 years between
so
New Hope and
that
Empire.
That was the closest, but how many points did you wager?
$1,000.
1,000 smackaroos. CJ, $1,300, which puts us, so you have 300, and that puts us at...
400.
400.
Fuck, so CJ wins.
CJ, you
I gambled well.
The grand champion Woo! Of...
You even got one of the names wrong.
No, I didn't.
Clone Wars is not the name.
It's Attack of the Clones. I was under pressure, okay?
Yeah, so that is... General Fairly Podcast, episode Woo! 100, Geoparty.
All right.
I would like to thank as... comics and space.
The two things that did me right.
Yep. The Daily Doubles did not do guys right
I'm
at all.
So angry because I would have gotten that second Daily Double, too.
Yeah.
The CDI one, I knew that. And I would have had five extra points to blow.
CDI. Yep. So, how'd you guys, at home, how'd you guys do? How'd
Hopefully
you like it?
Better than $300 and $400. However, I'll take that 300.
I'll take 400.
Hopefully, you guys got better than our current contestants.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to coming back next week
Me
to
too.
Fight my title.
To defend week. Your title? You're going to fight
episode
it.
Episode 200.
No, you're just going to beat the shit out of your own title.
Episode 200, because, you know, that'll still be here.
Yeah. 2 years from now.
Woohoo!
2 years and 4 weeks.
All right. So, the next game we're going to play is one that Dom came
yeah,
up with.
Yeah, all right. Because so,
I did Geoparty.
I did some Would You Rathers.
Oh,
this
boy.
Isn't really much Woo! Of a game, as it is just a laugh contest. It was a little bit more difficult to think of nerdy and geeky ones, so let's just get started. Would you rather shit bricks or puke slugs?
Oh, puke slugs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I know
really?
They'd, like, stick to my mouth and
yeah.
shit when
no,
they're trying to come
yeah.
out.
But,
like,
but puking is gross enough as it is, I
yeah.
think.
It is.
But, like,
but
shitting a brick
be,
is
yeah.
just slicing
That's what I mean.
Your asshole
Puking
apart.
Is gross enough where puking slugs isn't that much worse,
like,
I think.
But is it, like, a full-sized brick?
Yes, it's a full-sized
no,
brick.
I'd vomit slugs. Yeah. I'd rather be puking all
Like,
all
you'd right. probably... Where does it start up from? Do you, like, feel them, like, rising
yeah.
through your throat?
I probably, yep. I'm gonna puke right now. Now you know what kind of game we're playing. Number two. Would you rather pee yourself in public once a week or shit your pants every day in private?
God damn.
I think I'd shit myself. I really do. Because as long as it's in the private, I can
where in public am I? Can I know when in public?
No, that's going you're just randomly going to pee yourself.
Fuck me,
so
Brennan.
It's just a life of adult diapers forever.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to go with piss.
I would too.
Yeah?
Because you can adult diapers. Shitting your pants, you have to wash your pants every day or else your whole house is going to smell like shit.
Right, but if it's in private, couldn't I just sit on the toilet until I shit?
No, you got to have pants on.
Yeah, pants on.
Why? You just said in private.
I said shit your pants. I mean, you can sit on the toilet and then when you have to go, you take your pants out and shit on them.
That's how you train your baby to poop, right? When it's ready to poop, you just hold it over the toilet.
And just, all right.
Is that what you do? So you just put the toilet and then you put a pair of pants on there and then you sit on the pair of pants and shit on them.
I'm ready to be, these are my shit pants.
It's like an old crusty sock under your bed.
Whenever I go home or I'm in private, I put these pants on because they've already been shed. And so
there you go. The unwashable shit pants.
Shit pants. I'm pretty sure that's the lowest point in your life. Yep. If you have shit pants.
Would you rather only be able to play the underwater levels in video games or never be able to beat the underwater levels?
Oh, fuck.
I'd rather not be able to beat the underwater levels, because at least I can go play stuff that isn't the underwater levels, because there's not a lot of them, and they all suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to agree with that.
Because they're slow and monotonous.
Awful.
Always awful.
And they're awful.
Always awful. No matter what. From Mario to Zelda, they're just awful.
Yep.
Unless you're playing
terrible.
I think there's a game called Shark Attack or something like that, where you're scuba divers trying to kill each other. But there's also sharks around
that's
that just
awesome.
Demolish
so
you
just,
the second
so
you
just
move.
Can't beat that game. Well, you already can't beat it, sounds like.
Yeah, no, you get demolished very quickly.
Would you rather bathe in a bathtub full of spiders or a bathtub full of tobacco spit?
Oh, God. Tobacco spit.
Yeah.
I can't do spiders.
I think so, too.
What kind of spiders?
I don't know.
Tobacco spit.
I don't think it matters.
It
yeah.
It doesn't matter for a second.
If they were dead spiders, maybe.
No. I'd rather be soaking in Billy Bob's tobacco spit.
Would you rather
hold on, just a bunch of like rednecks coming up with Mountain Dew bottles, just like filling up.
Oh, your dip.
Just walks out like.
Would you rather be a reverse centaur or a reverse mermaid?
Reverse centaur, I think. I'm going to go with reverse centaur, just because, like...
Yeah, I think I'd have to,
describe
yeah.
Describe yourself.
I've got a horse head and...
No. The whole top of
the whole
you
top
is half
of half
a
horse.
Oh.
So you have a horse hooves. Head and, yeah, and two legs, and then you have arms.
So you can do both.
Yeah.
You can do one and then the other. You can do that cool trick where you have two friends that, like, you're upside down 69ing, and
what?
Then, like... You go back and forth on your feet.
There you go.
So you can just do it with yourself.
Can I?
Although, do the human legs keep you upright?
Yes. You would have to balance a top ass.
The top,
the
would
top
just
heavy.
Be like,
yeah.
Oh, the there'd be a lot of Hitler youth going on.
Oh,
there.
God. Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Just straight out hooves.
Hooves.
Siege?
Do I have to live underwater?
No.
The gills, I'm good. With
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you can
I still have lungs.
You
somehow.
Can breathe above air, yeah. You have lungs and gills. You can do either.
You're a frog.
How about that?
You know what? I think I'll do the fish.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll be the top half mermaid.
Differed.
Mm. Yeah. Well, maybe it's not a fish. Maybe it is a mermaid. Maybe it'll a cool thing. It's probably not a cool
it's a
thing.
It's a fish.
It's a fish.
Also, you can still bang.
It's true.
That's true.
Because, I mean...
Well, you can, too.
Yeah, but...
But it would be better if the bottom half... Is the bottom half a horse?
Yeah, buddy, it is.
See, what you think is I'm a reverse centaur, but in reality, I'm all horse when it counts.
So, while we're on this... Would you rather watch a porno every day with your parents or watch a porno every day starring your parents? I'm sorry, that was every month starring your parents. Once a month. For the rest of your life, by the way. Or theirs, I guess.
Or every day you have to watch?
Every day you watch a porno with your parents or every month you watch a porno starring your parents.
Oh, God. Damn, this is really bad. I'd rather have the tobacco spit again.
It's like, are the spiders still on the table? Because maybe.
The spiders.
Maybe.
Don't worry, the next one's much worse.
I'd rather watch them.
I think every month. I think I'd rather watch one every day that stars somebody else.
Yeah, but that's so fucking
It is. It is, but I think I would be desensitized to that, whereas the other one, I don't think I'd be desensitized to ever.
Like, can you, like, close your eyes?
No.
Yeah. Do I have to watch it to completion?
Yes.
Oh,
watch the whole movie.
Who's
completion?
Wait,
yeah.
My completion of this.
See? You really you want to switch your answer?
We're going to hell. Straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not play for $200.
It's one of those days where I'm really lucky I'm adopted.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually think I would.
Are those my parents?
I would do the 1 month thing. I think I could prepare myself for it. All right.
Well, both of you guys are watching your parents fuck. All right. Would you rather watch Batman versus Superman every day or play Superman 64 every day?
Oh.
I told you it was worse.
How long do you have to do the same amount of length?
Same amount of time. So you play Superman 64 for 2 hours and 45 minutes or however long that fucking movie is.
I'd rather watch the movie. Honestly, that game is so unbearable.
Yeah.
And there's nothing good about it.
I would rather play the game.
Really?
You'd rather play the game?
I would rather play the game.
Even though it's like unbeatable.
Yeah, I would rather do what I can to make my own fun out of the game than have to watch that movie every day.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
Originally, I was going to say for all the Marthas, I'd watch the movie, but I think I'd play the game.
Play the game.
Oh, man. I'd so much rather. I've played Superman 64.
It's bad.
Fucking horrendous.
Yeah. Would you rather never listen to music again or never play video games again?
Ooh,
never play video games again. Easy for me.
Yeah,
music
I think I'd have to choose that too.
I would never play video games again.
Yeah,
because we are all musicians.
Yeah,
of different.
But we're all
long-time
video game players.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
The thing is, music is
you can't.
You
I
try
don't...
to get through what like. I couldn't. I don't think I could get through.
But imagine,
work
like
without,
in a scenario,
like,
every movie wouldn't have a soundtrack.
Yep.
You know.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So.
Even when you play video games, there's no soundtrack.
Yeah, there's no
to
soundtrack.
It.
It's just
imagine driving a long distance car trip in silence.
God. I would kill myself.
Exactly.
Be like 2 days into my commute, and I'd be like, nope,
exactly.
Going off a bridge.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Where's Tappan Zee? I'm going.
Would you rather eat poison ivy or a handful of bumblebees?
I think TJ would die.
Yeah, I'm
like
super allergic
die.
To poison ivy. So, which apparently you're not allergic to it the first time you touch it. After that, your body gets.
Just
by the way,
like
this is
penis.
Not poison ivy from Batman. This is the actual poison ivy.
Yeah,
you don't get to
eat
her
out.
Yeah.
Except the
does that
Uma
also
Thurman
give you
one.
Really
no
really
thanks.
Bad rashes?
Probably.
Yeah.
You said bumblebees, right?
A handful of bumblebees.
I'd eat the bumblebees.
Yeah, eat the bumblebees.
Why
fuck
not?
Them.
They tickle going down, right?
It'd be crunchy.
That's
but
what I would do too.
They're fluffy.
Yeah.
I'd feel really bad
they don't
because they're bumblebees.
Sting you.
Yeah.
They don't sting you. Like, if it was like a wasp,
yeah.
I would like
a handful fucking... of really angry black wasps.
Yeah. Or the
wait, why do they gotta be black?
Yeah. Or those white-tailed hornets. Those things are fucking
oh, yeah.
vicious.
Or that one, what is it, a bug down South Africa, South America that, like, kill you'd like kill yourself because the
yeah.
pain is so bad.
Yeah,
handful of bullet ants.
All right, last one.
Oh boy.
Would you rather be responsible for killing a beloved franchise or creating a franchise that everyone hates with a burning passion?
I'd want to create one. Absolutely. I would be that guy.
So it's either tank a good one,
yep,
or create a bad one.
Yeah.
I'd rather be infamous in a completely different way.
Like M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
I think I'd tank the good one. Because
really?
I'd be like, oh man, I'm that guy.
Yeah. I think I'm with CJ on this one where I would rather create a bad one.
Like,
I think because my name's going to stick in that series. It's like when you say The Matrix is good, but you're like, well, the other
the
ones.
The first Matrix
yeah,
is
first
good.
Matrix.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can be like, I worked on The Matrix 3.
Yep. This is like TJ like, oh, I came in for Star Wars 9, and I was the one who told him to bring back Jar Jar and his
yeah,
entire
right.
family.
Yeah.
Or you could be like, I'm M. Night Shyamalan.
or
I'm
I
Michael Bay.
Jar Jar.
Yeah, oh, God.
But, like, you would remember that guy. You wouldn't remember some dude that made, like, some
he
random video.
He just said M. Night Shyamalan, like, three times.
And Michael Bay.
And
well,
Michael Bay,
M. Night
yeah.
Shyamalan made good movies in the beginning.
Correct. So,
like three.
Michael Bay still stands. Michael Bay made some good movies, too.
Yeah.
Bad Boys is good,
Bad
but
Boys.
He still made Transformers.
Just yeah. fucking...
U-Bowl.
Making one.
Yeah. U-Bowl.
I do bowl, sometimes.
Shut up,
yeah.
asshole. U-Bowl has never made a good movie.
What?
He is a German director, and he made the adaptation of that Postal video game.
Oh, and yeah, I heard that was
every single movie he's made has been horrendous and has tanked. And he's a piece of shit about it.
I mean, like, yeah, it's probably one of those people that have, like, way too much ego and not enough actual talent.
Or it could be fucking Tommy Wiseau, who made The Room.
Well, yeah.
It's tearing me apart, Lisa.
See, I would rather be that guy.
Did you see they're making a movie for that they're making a movie
James
on
Franco.
The movie?
Yep. Oh,
and the actors look really good for the part.
Yeah, James Franco is perfect as him.
Yeah.
It's fucking hysterical.
That's so hilarious that this cult piece of shit made so much movie after so much money afterwards that they're now making a movie.
Yeah. Well, they did the same thing. Johnny Depp did a movie about Ed Wood. Ed Wood is like the worst movie director ever. And they made a movie about him because he's that bad.
You can make the worst thing possible.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather make a franchise that everybody hates with a burning passion, so at least they make a movie about me. H.P. Lovecraft is the same thing. H.P. Lovecraft was terrible when he started writing sci-fi, but now he's like...
No, and like, board games just like
exactly.
ripped the shit out off of him. I'd still like the tank series.
All right, so that's...
I know in my life I can be like, yeah, I love that series until my movie.
So that's it for Would You Rather.
All right.
Thank you guys for playing.
Yeah, hopefully you guys played at home and didn't pick like me and CJ and...
Fuck your parents.
Wait.
Watch your parents fuck while you're masturbating. Yeah. Got it. All right,
got
Siege.
It. We're good.
You totally have the floor with your game that doesn't exist.
Right. So that's all for us this week. No, we're going to play a fun game like Fact or Crap, Nerd Edition. So I've got a few things that I've got here that could be real or fake that have to do with something in the video game world. Or something like that. So we're going to start it out. There is a game known as the Blue Whale Game, which has been responsible for nearly 130 suicide of Russian teenage girls.
How are we playing this?
So
we each guess?
Yeah, you each guess whether you think it's fact or crap.
Okay.
Mm.
I think that is fact.
I think it is crap. I don't think that's the title of the game.
That is a fact.
Oh, that's depressing.
But here's a little thing. So while it is a fact, it's not actually 130. That's like the speculated number. It's more of they're still trying to figure out how many teens have actually linked to it and committed suicide. So what they did is there's this, he's an ex-psychology student that dropped out of, now this is all, again, this is hearsay, but it's like an actual person who came out and said, I did this. I linked to, I think he's like 17 teenage suicides. He dropped out of college and started this game where when you sign up, it's you, the player, paired with an administrator who gives you 50 tasks every day, with the 50th task being killing yourself. If you can task every day and then at the end kill yourself, you win the game. Some of those tasks being self-mutilation.
It sounds
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's a movie with Dave Franco and...
I remember her name, but I know what you're talking about. But it was like
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, it was basically that. Like, you were given... It was like a dark...
Oh, I remember that.
Dark web game. The movie was actually halfway decent.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I made fun of it one time because they went to the dark web, like a place in New York City called like the dark web, and it was off. That was
awful.
We're
in the dark web.
Gotta hack into the dark web.
The movie itself was halfway decent.
All right. So number two.
That was fact. That's depressing on a level. I can't
it is
imagine.
Really bad. Yeah.
Are you gonna kill yourself about it?
Now, mind you, there are a lot of games that are linked to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think there was the Haunted Zelda game.
There was Slender.
Slenderman.
There was a murder on that one.
Two girls murdered their friend. Yeah.
There was an arcade game in the 80s called, I think, Polybius that was in like one arcade, and everyone who played it killed themselves, and they like took it out of the arcade.
Mm-hmm. So that brings us to question number two. The arcade game Polybius was often known to give kids seizures or put them in depressed states. This game was also frequented by men in black suits that would come to collect data from the arcade cabinet.
That's fact.
That's fact.
That is crap.
What?
So this gained a lot of popularity as being being an arcade cabinet that existed in the 1980s. Several eyewitnesses believe that they have seen this game and they have played this game, but there is no evidence of it actually existing.
Right.
There's like one photograph of the cabinet, just a gray and white photograph of a cabinet that looks like Polybius, but nobody can really explain the gameplay. And
so it was like Shazam.
It's like Shazam. Okay,
it's like Shazam.
I was saying fact because like exist. That is a true rumor that's out
it
there.
It is a true rumor that
but
is out there.
Yeah,
but
it did not actually happen.
Actually exist. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I should have said crap then.
And the thing is that it got so famous that it was actually in The Simpsons. There's a scene where Bart's in an arcade.
Yes.
And the game next to him is called Polybius.
Yep. Oh, and that's when he runs out of coins and the two guys in black suits come out and take him out and kick him out of the arcade.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's the episode
that's
where he goes.
Crazy that he just brought it up, and then you went into
the
I
next
thought
question.
You were joking?
Nope. No. It was a question on here.
That's the episode where he goes on the squishy bender and joins the Boy Scouts. By the way.
Oh yeah. but yeah, so a lot of people believe that it was CIA operatives that were doing psychological testing on kids through a.
Jesus, I mean, it's not above CIA.
No,
before,
of course
so.
They would do that.
And it's one of those things that's like sparked a lot of stories, like using arcade games to train like kids, like mm-hmm. in The Last Starfighter and the
oh,
book.
Oh man,
and,
such a good movie.
Back to the Future
Armada,
2.
Back to the Future 2, Armada. The
book. Yeah, when Elijah Wood was playing.
Okay. Number three.
All of these depressing.
Yes.
Sweet.
In the game Braid, there is actually a way to collect hidden stars to gain a different ending, which makes the princess you try to save a metaphor for the atomic bomb.
What? I don't know.
I'm going to say fact.
I'm going to say crap.
Because that game is so fucking weird as it is, and the ending of it is so weird.
That is fact.
Damn it!
So there are, there's technically two endings to the game, and this is spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't played Braid. There's,
how old is that game?
Like 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years. It's not that old. So there's the version of the game where, or the ending of the game where you get to the end and you think that you're chasing after the princess to try and save her, but you can never catch up to her.
Yeah.
And you're actually mind you, this is a time travel game where you can reverse time to go back in the level and redo stuff that you missed.
So it's Prince of Persia.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
But good.
Yeah, but good. And you actually end up finding out that the princess is running away from you.
Yeah. So when it plays in reverse, you find out the real story that you are the monster and the princess is running away from you.
Oh, that's like fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's just like a playoff of Mario games.
Exactly.
But like,
and that's why I figure this could probably be true because
now this
the game is so fucked up and weird like that.
True that you can go back and you can replay the game. And the thing is, some of the stars are so hard to get that there's a star you need to wait 2 hours before it appears on the level. There's
so
a star
shitty.
That you can't collect if you've already beaten the second world. It's crazy. And when you do get it and you get to the end, you can actually catch up and to the princess and touch her. And like the screen starts like going like black and you hear an atomic bomb go off. And,
what the fuck?
Yeah, there's a whole thing at the end of it. There's like, if you've ever played the game, there's like this story that you kind of follow through the game. And at the end of it, there's a whole thing about, it's basically a metaphor for the atomic bomb. And it's,
Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
It's crazy. It's kind of basically saying they wish they could turn back time and undo, you know, what they invented.
Yeah, not catch
thing.
The
Well, didn't Albert Einstein
idea.
Say that? Like, if he knew that that's what his research was going to be used for, he never would have done it or something like that.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't chase after women or you'll set off an atomic explosion?
That's what I got from this.
I'm pretty sure that's how I got the idea from.
All right. Number, I don't know what I'm up to anymore.
Four.
There you go. A beta tester for the Sega game ESPN NFL Football, also known as NFL 2K4, had frequent blackouts. During these blackouts, he was known to yell out football calls and tackle people.
That's so weird. I want to say fact.
Yeah, I'm going to say fact, too.
That is crap.
Oh, damn it.
That is 100% crap.
I suck at this game.
There was a guy named Beta 7. He had a username named Beta 7. He said he was a beta tester
on the
game.
Oh, okay, one of those things.
Yeah, and then he frequently blacked out and just started tackling people and shit like that, but no.
Pretty sure, A, that's probably some underlying factors, and B, totally fucking false, because no one can corroborate that shit.
All right, number five. There is an NPC in Minecraft referred to as Herobrine, which can be found wandering in the single-player game only. He looks like the standard Steve, but with completely white eyes, and is often found just building random things like 2x2 tunnels and forests of leafless trees.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
I do know, but I don't know what you're going to have for the answer. because initially that was crap, and then they added him into the game, so now it's fact.
I'm gonna say fact, because they've put really weird shit into that game. Like, there's a Tower of Pimps from fucking Let's Play.
I'm gonna still say crap, because I think in what is an inside joke where they would put out the release notes and say that Herobrine was added, Herobrine removed.
We should do that.
Yeah.
It's a podcast.
We should. I'm just going to say crap.
TJ?
Fact.
It is crap.
Yes. Damn it!
So you are correct that in later versions, people came out with their own.
It's never been officially
it was never actually
released.
Part of it. So the whole story is that Notch had a brother that, like, died, and people have said they've called
about... It's the fucking haunted Zelda game.
People said that they've called up and asked about his brother, and they're like, oh, he's not with us anymore. And they, you know, Notch came out and was like, I've never had a brother. Technically, I guess he had, like, a half-brother that he's never met, but he's like, yeah. He's like, I don't have any brother. And as a joke in the next release that came out, the next patch, it said removed Herobrine.
Oh.
In the patch notes. You know, just to mess with people and piss them off.
For that game, that would be really... wacky programming, just because you have to program this one
AI
dude to like dig tunnels and build shit, which isn't really done in the game.
Yeah, don't the most characters just like wander around?
Yeah, the villagers, you can go up and trade with them, but
they don't build anything.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like I said, this character and there was so what you were talking about was there was a streamer that was playing the single player game and ran into it, and you can actually find this video of him, and it's actually done really well. It's pretty creepypasta kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But like, you know, you see him playing the game, and it's kind of like, what the fuck? And like, you see this like, and it says like single player mode, so you're like, how did he do this? But you know,
it's a mod. You can mod anything.
Yeah,
to make it look
mods,
like.
Yeah.
All right, the last one that I have.
Oh boy.
In Windows 95.
Oh boy.
You can open a portal to hell to enter the Hall of Tortured Souls.
Fact.
Crap.
Fact.
That is 100% fact. It's fact.
Damn it.
Yeah. So,
I forgot
did
what this cell is.
Right on
no,
this
you did
whole
not.
Fucking thing. Damn.
You have to edit a specific cell and put a value in there.
Yep. So the developers for Windows 95 put in a version of Excel. If you open up Excel 95, you make a new page, you make your way down to row 95, Excel 95, you select the whole row, select cell B, you go to help about, hit Control Alt Shift on the tech support button, and then a window should open, and it basically
it's
like
Doom.
It's like a Doom type game.
Oh,
and when you get to the end of it, you see a an image of like the whole dev team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube.
I've definitely seen
it's hysterical.
That ending,
it only works in Windows 95. I've tried it in other versions of Excel, and it doesn't work.
Not as funny anymore.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's a good ode to like a lot of development teams do this. Like, they'll usually take like one big picture of the whole dev team and hide it somewhere in the game, and I really like that.
I think
that's a really
it's usually
thing.
In like a magazine.
Yeah,
or like
I think
that.
I think it was an ode to John Romero, because he always used to put himself in Doom and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, there were secret areas in Doom 2 where you can go, and there was just like a spike with John Romero's head on there that would like, you could just blow up. And like,
it wasn't like the last level you can get behind like a wall and you could find like his face or some shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All the walls were his face.
Yep.
And I don't know if he did that or if the rest of the dev team did that because
just
they hated him so much. Well, they hated him. He was a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
It's not surprising.
The funny thing about this is this whole rumor that was a true thing kind of sparked the whole Bill Gates is the Antichrist.
Yes.
Because
Jesus
they called
Christ.
It the portal. They call it the Hall of Tortured Souls.
Yep.
Jesus.
You know? So like
that
everyone,
joke.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
That's how fucking gullible people are.
But like it's... of the age of no internet still for computers, hella fuck do you run into that? It's got to be
word of mouth
only.
Yeah. But you know what? That's probably what makes it so believable that he's the Antichrist is because like, because
not that this thing exists, but so believable.
Well,
but
that's what I mean. Like the fact that this exists and the fact that like there's no internet, so like people aren't doing this. You can't like go into a program and rip apart the code to see where it is. Like as far as people knew, you know, most people who had Windows 95
nice.
Were like, you know. I guess older people getting their first computer for the first time, never had real experiences, especially with a GUI and an operating system.
Yeah, that's true.
That, like, it doesn't cross their mind that somebody would program that.
Yeah.
It just crosses their mind that that exists. Yeah, so like when they go in there, they're like, what? Like you have to do all these crazy key combinations. And at that point it was like, you can't make it do that.
Yeah. And then again, it's a Doom style game, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like that's called about
the portal to
the Hall of Tortured Souls. So like it probably just really like, was just like the fact that they couldn't fathom that someone could actually make that. That it made it more believable that it just existed.
Yeah.
And that it's the Antichrist.
So that makes Dom with 4 points to
zero.
Our winner of Fact or Crap. I did want to do some honorable mentions because there were some pretty cool things. As there usually are with these
just like while you're searching on the webs for porn.
Yeah, yep. There's some creepypasta stuff. One was being the original model for GLaDOS was Botticelli's Rise of Venus, which is like a
upside down
woman in the clamshell, but it's turned upside down. But what other people realize, and if you can look the picture up online, is it looks more like a woman bound and up. Ganged,
yeah,
holding hanging by her legs.
Yeah,
see like her legs come down, and
I always
like
just
that.
Laugh that the woman that plays GLaDOS. And the husband of both do like voices in the game and also wrote the theme song for it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's like, I guess, you know, keeping it in the family.
Yep.
Another good one was, and a lot of these were I noticed with Nintendo, which I thought was really interesting. Like the.
Well, Nintendo's the Antichrist, so.
Right. Nintendo is the Antichrist. Luigi is dead.
Yep.
So in Luigi's Haunted Mansion, there's a scene where you can be up in the attic, and Luigi finds out, like, he's talking to a ghost in the attic, and the ghost says it's Luigi, and then every time lightning strikes, you see, like, a silhouette of Luigi hanging from the attic.
Yeah, which is totally not true. It's just the camera angle and, like, his shadow up on the wall.
It's like the hanging
midget
munchkin
in
Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it just looks like, I mean, it's probably they put the sprite up high and the way the camera's low, it looks like it's hanging from
It's just like a bad angle on the shadow. That's all it is.
You know, it's an older N64 game, but the fact that it says it's Luigi. Oh, GameCube.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion.
Boom.
Get
served.
Sorry.
That's okay. Apparently, Daisy has an extra eye behind her head.
Yes, she does.
If you zoom in on her trophy from...
I think it's Melee.
Melee
or Brawl, yeah.
Yeah, until you get underneath her hair, you can see like this extra
eye.
Weird third eye in the back.
Fuck?
There's Ella's real...
There's Yoshi's...
2047 or whatever.
Nose goes in the... fucking... What's the transvestite one?
Oh, Birdo?
Birdo's mouth. Yeah. And then there'd be Evolve.
Yeah.
To Super... Yoshi.
There's some good. Oh, apparently there's also in Super Mario Galaxy, there's some place called the Shadow People of Hell Valley.
Yes.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah, if you look up in that one level, there's just like a huge ridge and there's just like these demons like staring down at you for no reason. Those.
What the fuck?
There's
so
no.
Again, look this up.
They're nowhere else in the game.
Yeah, they're not referenced anywhere else in the game.
Is there any
nobody else knows
Nintendo
anything
said
about it.
Anything about it?
No, but some people have been able to rip apart the code somehow and find like
they rip apart the code of every game.
Yeah,
you can do it easily.
They find like the sprites in the background and the pattern for the area is called Beyond Hell Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Hell Valley isn't the name of a level that's in the game.
It was probably just something left over from
that's exactly
their design
what it was.
That they never took out and went fuck it.
Yeah, they're also called Hell Valley Sky Trees. Yeah,
the trees?
Apparently they're trees.
All right, that's creepy as hell. So episode 100, we are doing, we have done 100 of these.
We have done 100 of these.
This is nuts. But I hope everyone's enjoyed the first 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Hope you guys stick around for the next 100.
If you've been with us since the beginning, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
You need something else to
fill in
40
minutes. How long does it take
to
marathon every episode?
I don't want to know.
I think the first episodes were every other week, and they were an hour long.
Yep.
And then we switched to...
So probably evened out
eventually
to, like, one episode per week. But it's been fun.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to murder you both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wear your skin. And then jerk it to my parents banging.
Right. Would you rather?
So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com. Where you can find all of our social media and blog posts, like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube, and please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And please visit podcastland.com and vote for us for Podcast of the Month. Everyone say episode 100!
Episode 100!